As you notice, we're reading from the first chapter of the letter to the Colossians, which is a very powerful and beautiful letter. Notice the way Paul prays. He prays, you see, that we may be filled with the knowledge of God's will. What a precious thing to know God's will. Not only in general, but in particular, what is God's will for each one of us right now? When we see the situation, the way things are going, what is God's will for us? What should we be doing? And therefore, you see, we gain that by spiritual wisdom and understanding. He prays that we walk, behave ourselves, conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of the Lord, so as to be fully pleasing in every good work, bearing fruit, and growing in the knowledge of God. Bearing fruit. There's something, there's fruit in our lives. This is a term St. Matthew uses a lot. Bearing fruit. Growing in the knowledge of God. This is a nice little reflection. Am I growing in the knowledge of God? Do I know more about God than I did last week? And go to the Lord and say, if I am not, show me how to change. See. Strengthened with every power in accord with his glorious might, for all endurance and patience, with joy, giving thanks to God the Father, who has made you fit to share the inheritance of the holy ones in light. Now, to be already fit. He's making us fit. So, the idea is, if we were to die right now, we'd go right to heaven and join all those saints. Because we've been with power and perseverance and patience. He delivered us from the power of darkness. This is a reality. Transferred us to a whole new way of life. He calls it here, to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. You see how he's always got this, if you read Paul, he says that we're just opening up this letter. And he's starting to talk. Right after this, is we're going to have a hymn in honor of the Lord Christ tomorrow. From there, in the gospel, we have the story of a vocation. Peter heard Jesus preach. He was sitting in his boat, and something touched him. Now, this is the vocation as it's told by Luke. This is an event that happened in the lives of the apostles as they were just beginning. And so on. Jesus sat down and began to preach and to teach. When it was over, he turned to Simon and said, "Now, go out in deep water and lower your net." Now, this is a little bit of a crisis, huh? Simon Peter's been a fisherman all his life. And this is a man from Nazareth, pretty far away from the water. But he just heard him. He heard his voice. He heard his spirit. And he was discerned, and he obeyed the discernment. You see? And so he went out. "Master, we've worked all night. They fish at night. And have caught nothing. But at your command, I will lower the nets again." When they did this, they got a great number of fish, and they had to get their partners to come. Now, that would make fishermen pretty happy. You know, he's going to make some money today to support his family. But something else happened to Peter, and this is where you see why he was picked. He has a gift of faith. And with all his impetuosity and all his, you know, and he goes too far that he denies Jesus, but he's the first pope. And you get it right here, you see. When Simon Peter saw this, he didn't say, hot dog, a good market. He fell at his feet. And he said to Jesus, depart from me, Lord. Lord, before he was master, now he's Lord. For I am a sinful man. Now, for astonishment of the catch, they made it seized him and all those with him. But only one obeyed to the depth, at this moment anyway, the evidence. You see, that's faith. You see? Yielding to the evidence. Something special is going on here. I heard this man preach. He's not just good at figuring out where the fish are. I've heard him preach. I've listened to him. There's something, he speaks with a way that lets us know he is in touch with God, his Father. And so, this catch of fish, which is our Lord's audio-visual aid, and Peter gets it. Now, what about us? How many times in our life have there been moments? Every day there's some not as dramatic, perhaps. Do we get it? Do we yield to the fruit? Or we just say, oh, that's nice. Or that's not nice. But to see the Lord working in our lives and yield to it, that's how we grow. And it costs. Of course it costs. Didn't Paul just say we'd have to be strengthened and endure with every power, right? So he's not saying this is easy. But he's saying, look, you've only got one life. And you're living right now in a time of great tension and darkness. Can you help out? You know, I was thinking when I was growing up, the idea of most people's future was going to be, they'd go to college, get a job in a five and dime or someplace, marry Gwendolyn and live happily ever after. That's not what these kids are looking forward to now. They don't even know there's going to be a five and dime. Are we helping them? Do we see and yield to the signs of God? Jesus makes this promise to Simon. Don't be afraid. From now on, you are going to catch men. You are going to drag them into your boat, the church. So let's pray. It may not be this dramatic today, you know, but listen and yield. You see, we grow in discernment when we obey what we discern.